Soy-go. For all my Texans out there, I wish that they could own more than 5 sex toys.
The hazy ones don't play by me. I feel like I'm just drinking a handful of grass.
I wish everyone could see Jane's dance moves to this song. I feel like this song makes you so happy.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. It is Monday. I am recovering.
Was it a long weekend for you, my friend?
It was my rescheduled bachelorette party. And it was also Mike's bachelor party.
Oh,
so
boy.
It was a full Saturday of reminders that we are in our late 30s.
It's different than from when you were 27, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm thinking today it's as much of a recovery from drinking a lot on Saturday as it is from all of the terrible food I ate yesterday to try to
absorb
the hangover from Saturday. And so I think my entire face is just like pickled from all of the sodium that I was eating yesterday. And I just had a pile of wrappers next to me by the end of the day.
What did you eat?
Well, we ate. So Saturday entailed, for my part, we did like a bridal shower type brunch thing. And so there was a bunch of leftovers. And then we actually took advantage of the hop.
You did.
We did a hop bar crawl. And
awesome.
So we went through, it was really fun.
I bet.
It was a fabulous day. But then, so yesterday included leftovers from brunch. I think I ate a bag of Doritos and some Sun Chips. I ate some gummy candy type thing. Some leftover popsicles that were left by our friends who brought their 2 and 3 year old over.
Can't let those go to waste.
No. What else? I don't know. It was a lot. But now I'm on the clean eating for the next 12 days until the wedding. So, and I did basically the exact opposite of two of the big events that happened over the weekend. One was in Milwaukee. It was the 2022 USA Triathlon.
Those people are amazing.
So there was that. And then the CrossFit Games were in Madison this weekend. And that's like top athletes all over the world came to Madison. It's called the No Bull CrossFit Games. An Australian weightlifter, Tia Claire Toomey, made history as the most decorated CrossFit athlete of all time after earning the Fittest Woman on Earth title for the 6th year in a row.
My goodness.
And I looked up a picture of her and she is incredibly fit. And it made me you know, just feel different about my life choices compared to what I feel like and my athletic prowess at the moment.
But that's not your goal, is it? To be a CrossFit champion? I mean, and I don't even understand what all they do.
That's a good point. Know? What I know about CrossFit is that it's intense, different moves, like weightlifting moves, as quickly as possible, where there is susceptibility to getting injured eventually. But it seems like it was big, like thousands of people were there and watching the CrossFit Games. And so, but then separately, Leroy Butler got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
He did.
And
what a wonderful thing, too.
I know.
Do we want to take a listen to a little bit of Leroy that we have here? Take a listen after Saturday night.
When you think about it, Tom, there's only under, I think, 370-some guys in the Hall of Fame, and I think only 170-something living. So when you're a part of that, that's a small chance to make it. So to be one of the 8 people that they put in, it's a great honor. But I think it's a testament to the fans, man. The fans have been great. The fans keep me very positive. But also I think about my mom, the conversations we used to have when I was little. And that obviously gets very emotional.
Leroy Butler talking to Tom Dakin from the Journal Sentinel after his induction Saturday night into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I've had the opportunity over the years to maybe meet him once or twice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice human being. What a nice man.
Because he grew up in the South, but he's made Milwaukee his home.
Very much so.
And one of my favorite quotes is, when you play for the Green Bay Packers, a lot of doors open up. When you win a Super Bowl, all doors open up. But when you make it to the Hall of Fame, football heaven opens up.
Aww.
And so he's the 28th Packer and to make it to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And the only team that has more Hall of Famers is the Bears with 30. So we're catching up, because you'd imagine that we're going to catch up quickly because we've been so much better than the Bears for a while now.
You caught me off guard by saying the Bears.
They used to be really good.
Well, that's true.
They used to be very good.
They were very dominant for a long time.
Like the
Packers were in the early 60s, and then we had 25 years of suck. And so the Bears are kind of like in the middle of their 25 years.
They're 25 years of suck.
Yeah.
Versus the Vikings, who have just always never been able to pull off a single.
Oh, that's
Super Bowl.
Gosh, that's sad.
Starting the morning with violence.
Oh, we feel so badly.
Other big news that happened over the weekend, the Senate passed the Inflation Reduction Act.
This was a huge, huge thing. It took them all of Saturday and most
to get through the reconciliation
most
process
of Sunday. But this is Vice President Kamala Harris at the time that the votes were finally in.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Today, after more than a year of hard work, the Senate is making history. I am confident the Inflation Reduction Act will endure as one of the defining legislative feats of the 21st century. Our bill reduces inflation, lowers costs, creates millions of good-paying jobs, and is the boldest climate package in U.S. history. This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point.
That is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer after the passage of the measure. Of course, the one big thing that they left out of that was capping the price of insulin at $35 a month.
For private insurance, right?
For private insurance. Yeah. And there were 7 Republicans who did vote with Democrats for that. It was still not enough. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, our own Republican senator, voted against that. How is this a winning? I just question how this is a winning strategy, along with other comments he's made recently about coming for Social Security and Medicare, and making sure that we have to go back year after year to revisit this program to make sure that people get their money, much like they did to the 9/11 first responders, and much like they've done to the veterans and burn pits.
Exactly.
Made them come back year after year after year after year to again ask for this funding. And I think the whole Social Security, Medicare thing, think about the number of seniors who depend upon that and what a massive impact that will have on people.
Well, it's also, I mean, because it's not that it would go away. It's just that they would have to vote on it every year.
Right.
And they would, you know, the likelihood of it being now a bargaining chip in negotiations in politics after, you know, because it's not that we all don't spend every year paying into taxes in general for things that get, you know, but it's like I feel like there's something psychological around that byline in your taxes that you know every paycheck how much that is getting paid into Social Security, to think that it's not going to be there. I mean, for my generation, it probably definitely will not be there. But the idea that you've been paying into this your entire career, and then all of a sudden, because of some politicians, it's not going to be there is, I forgot. I haven't read it yet, but I think either New York Times or I saw a headline over the weekend that was like, how, with everything that he's done, how is he still competitive? And it's true. I think as we go into tomorrow's primary, it seems very, very, very likely that the challenger will be Mandela Barnes, who, depending on who you listen to, some people think that he can't win statewide.
Right.
A lot of people obviously think that he can, and that he's building a coalition, as Dan Schaefer, when he was on last week, was saying. The word that pops up the most is he's been reporting on this. But it's Wisconsin, and it's weird. And so we'll see. But some of the other big things, because I try to dive a little bit deeper into everything that this bill actually covers. And so there's record spending on clean energy initiatives. So it's $10 billion in tax credits to build electric vehicles, solar panels, and wind turbines. there's going to be a $7,500 tax credit rebate for consumers who buy electric vehicles. And in the next segment, I actually have an update on, because we talked a little bit about electric vehicles last week, and someone sent us an email to correct some of the things that we said. But there's
we welcome corrections.
We don't know everything.
Absolutely not.
There's $9 billion for energy efficient home retrofits for low income Americans, $20 billion for loans to support electric vehicle plants, $20 billion to assist farmers and ranchers with climate change, and $30 billion for cities and states transition utilities to clean electricity. And then there was the big thing with prescription drug prices. So it now allows Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices, which has long been opposed by the pharmaceutical industry. It puts a cap on $2,000 out-of-pocket prescription drug costs for people on Medicare, which is huge.
Yes, it is huge.
It doesn't go into effect until 2025. So some of the things that have happened, it's not going to be immediate. It doesn't necessarily, but it is going to happen. It's a lot of things that I think are favorable. And one of the ways that they're going to pay for this is they're lowering the deficit by roughly $300 billion by creating the legislation, a 15% minimum tax for corporations making over $1 billion more in income. So that has been...
How will they survive, Kristen? I'm so concerned. They all had plans for that third yacht.
I know.
And what are they going to do now?
God, that happened to us quickly before. It's these big companies, because my brother was, speaking of the bachelorette party, my brother was supposed to fly in to go to Mike's bachelor party, and he, like so many people this summer, not even this year in general, got his flight was just canceled.
Completely
like
canceled.
Morning of, flight canceled, sorry, and there's nothing we can do for you. And every other flight, specifically direct flight, let alone most of them had a stop, like from New York taking you to Atlanta to then come to Milwaukee, were like $1,000, or like $1,500.
One way.
And
that's
just like
horrifying.
How has an industry that has been bailed out at least twice in my lifetime been able to just screw people like that? But all right. Anyways, we made it through the first segment. I'm still coherent. My words are finding me. I was a little nervous when I woke up this morning.
Your mouth is
gonna
working.
Go. All right. When we come back, an email from a fan. And I want you, we can open up to when we don't say the right thing. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.